This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to hear part three. There's probably not much new left to this program, but I wanted to play the whole thing. It's a sermon I preached almost a year ago at Island Community Church. Now, Island is a church that I pastor. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, and we meet for Bible study Thursday night at 6 o'clock. We're in the book of Revelation, and here coming up tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, we are going to be starting chapter 14 at the church. Now, right here on the radio, we will be starting chapter 13, probably in tomorrow's program. So I wanted to play the last part of this because I wanted you to hear the end of this. So we're going to get into that here in a minute. More information on this ministry. This is WGOD Radio. Our website is WGODontheair.net. Our Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Likewise, Twitter, at WGOD Radio. And I encourage you, follow along with us. This program airing here on Wednesday was recorded on Saturday morning. It's right here now when I'm recording this. And this is uploaded on the website and on the Facebook and Twitter pages on Saturday as soon as I record it. And I also want to say greetings to my friends here around the world that are downloading this podcast from all of us here in Central Florida to all of you. We say God bless you and may the peace of Jesus Christ be with you. And we all pray that you all, our persecuted friends and our brothers around the world, would have a prosperous 2015. And I pray God's best for you. Only God knows what that is. God's best for you. I've been thinking about lately what it means to be called. I guess I was doing a devotional. I think it was Oswald Chambers the other day. I ran across this verse. It says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called. Read the whole verse. When he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. And I put that on my Facebook, and I love hearing from other Christians. One dear friend of mine said, look at the faith of that man, that he went out not even knowing where he was going. And that's a whole nother aspect of this. Praise God, that's right. When he was called to go out to the place he would receive as an inheritance, he went out not knowing where he was going. Praise God for the faith of Abraham. That's another great thing you can glean out of this text. But I want to look at here today that he was called. And I was thinking, poor Abraham. Imagine what would have happened if he wasn't called. Think about it. There was no Old Testament. There was no First Baptist of Mesopotamia. What would he have done? I tell you, he would have been lost. Without God calling him, without God calling Abraham, he would have been lost. I put it to you today, without God calling you, you would be lost as well. You'd be lost without God calling you. It says in the Bible, it says, whom he's predestined, these he's called. And whom he's called, these he's justified, that is, declared not guilty. Those whom he called, what happens if God doesn't call you? You're on that same road as Abraham if God doesn't call you. Now, Jesus says many are called. Doesn't say all are called. He says many are called, but few are chosen. Now, this sermon here, we're going to hear the rest of it now. And if you want to hear the whole thing, go to my Facebook page, if you would, or send me an email. I'll email you the link. I'll mail you the CD, the whole thing. It's not very long. It's only 30 minutes. You can hear the whole thing. This is a look at man's response. I love the analogy of a cell phone. I've got my BlackBerry right here in my hand. And I'm thinking, if this phone rings right now and it says incoming, or like the old iPhone say that, incoming, and then it's got a person's face on it, if they're in your address book, or a person's name on it, what would you do if Almighty God called you on your cell phone? I can think of six responses to what you would do if God called you on your cell phone, right? What could you do? Send a voicemail. You could ignore. You could send one of those already recorded messages. I'm sorry, but Paul Esposito is busy right now, and he'll call you back when it's convenient. What are the different responses? That's what this is. It's a look at six. This is the end of this message. Again, to hear the whole thing, email me, elected77@gmail.com. I'd be glad to send you a copy in the mail. Go to WGOD Radio on Facebook. You'll see part one and part two already on there. I want you to hear this whole thing. What do you do when God calls you? Let's hear part three now. And God bless everyone. Have a wonderful day in Jesus Christ.
Hello, it's God calling. What would he say then? You know what he'd say? He'd say, you fool, empty your wallet. As much as you didn't do it to the least of these, you didn't do it to me. That's what God would say. Oh, man, I need God on my cell phone. I got to get him on Skype on my phone. Boy, would it save me from a lot of heartache. You know, sometimes it's not fair. You know, the Bible says David would put on the breastplate known as the Urim and Thummim. And he would ask God, God, should I cross the street today or should I stay on my side of the street? And God would answer and say, cross the street today, my son. Now, of course, I'm being facetious to make a point, but don't you wish it was that easy today? Sometimes I don't know whether or not I should cross the street today. And don't say we have the Holy Spirit and David didn't, because he was one of two Old Testament saints that the Holy Spirit indwelt him. The other was Saul for a time. So, anyway, to Skype with God would be a plus. Amen? Might even keep me out of trouble. Okay, last answer I can come up with. What to do when God calls you on your cell phone? Answer. Answer the call. Answer the call, church. I'm here to tell you today, on the authority of the Word of God, God will not keep calling if you don't take his call. God told all of creation, Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, my spirit will not strive with man forever. And think about it. You got a phone call. Of all the people that could be calling you, from the governor, the IRS could call you, the president could call you, the new pope could call you. But no, it's Almighty God, the creator of the universe, calling you. And he's calling you because he loves you. And he wants to make things right between you and him again. Perhaps for the very first time. Perhaps like it used to be. So listen to this parable here. Matthew chapter 22, verse 1. Matthew 22, 1. It says, Jesus answered and spoke to them again in parables, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son. Now listen to this. And he sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding. And they were not willing to come. You see, many are called. North, south, east, and west, many are called. God is still sending out his servants today, calling people. Verse 4. And he sent out other servants, saying, tell those who are invited or called, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed. All things are ready. Come to the wedding. Then it says, but they made light of it. It's the same thing. What do you do when God calls you? You got all these different excuses. Here it says they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business. And the rest seized his servants and treated them spitefully and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious and sent out his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up the city. Then he said to his servants, "The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding." So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. And the king said to his servants, "Bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then he said, "For many are called, but few are chosen." Many are called, we read in the Bible. But those who are chosen are the ones who respond correctly and enter in through the door. The Lord Jesus said in John 10:9, he said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture." The Lord also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." So what does God say when he calls you for the very first time? What are those instructions that I said at the beginning of this sermon? I can tell you if you'd like to know. One sentence. This is what God says when he'll call you. "Meet me at the cross. Meet me at the cross." See, this is what happened here. These people here in this parable I just read to you, they didn't get in by the door. You see, they hopped over the fence. You'll find people like that who have hopped in over the fence. But you see, at the door where the Lord Jesus Christ is handing out wedding garments, and there's only one way to get to God. And the Bible apparently says people are going to hop in over the fence or sneak in some other door, but they're all going to have to give an account to God, and they've got to be wearing these wedding clothes. And when you come in through the door, the Lord Jesus Christ meets you and greets you and hands you the proper garment. And apparently here, these people didn't respond in faith. They didn't go in through the door. They didn't have their sins atoned for by Jesus Christ. Those who were chosen are the ones who responded correctly and entered in through the door. And again, he says, "Meet me at the cross. This is where you'll find me." From the Muslim, the Jew, the Hindu, atheist, unbeliever, skeptic, agnostic, whoever you are, he says, "Meet me at the cross." For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. Is God calling you today? As I said before, everyone here has a built-in cell phone or receiver, a direct line from Almighty God himself. Is God calling you? Now, I say, which one of these six choices are you going to make? I want to encourage you today to choose number six. Answer the call. Answer the call and choose life, as the license plate says. Choose life. Meet God at the cross where Jesus Christ died for all of our sins. The Bible says God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself. Have you answered the call? I want to invite you to come to the cross.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio.